Hello.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal, returning your call. How may I help you today, please?
Is this a consumer? I don't have it in front of me, but it's consumer stores or whatever.
Yes, sir. I'm a third-party customer service representative, but we do have a consumer direct savings store. Let's see if we can locate an account with your zip code, please.
Okay. 66425.
And your first and last name, please.
Daniel Talley.
Oh, let's see. Let me try a different. When did this happen?
I believe it was Saturday, or it might have been yesterday. I don't know.
Okay, let's see if we can. And what amount are you being charged?
I don't know, but what had happened was I got a email or something, or I was looking at something. No, it was a text message, and they said, you know, you can get these items for free, blah, blah, whatever. And so I was looking at the items, and so I just went ahead and ordered one, and all I had to do was pay for the shipping on it. Well, then I got to look, and I actually went back, and I was looking at another item, and it said that you – I looked at the fine print, and it said that you had to pay for – the item after so many days or whatever. And I was like, wait a second, let me go back and look at what mine actually said on the fine print, which was the I believe it was the watch. And so anyway, I looked at it, and it said that within 72 hours I'd be charged $59.95 for a consumer store whatever membership. And they said that, you know, if I didn't want it, to just call and cancel at any time. Well, that's what I want to do.
Okay, yes, sir. Is that your first name? Is it Devon?
Devon? Devon?
Yes, sir. You're not Devon?
What? Last name Talley?
Talley.
Yeah, that's my last name.
But that's not your first name.
What do you have for an address?
Let's see what address. It says the email address is now. Hang on, now something weird's coming up. I clicked on the one that for Devon, but it comes up. It's giving me a name of Jerome now.
Really?
Yes, sir. The address is in Texas, but you're not in Texas, are you?
I'm in Kansas.
Okay, that can't be the right account. See, I'm not locating an account for you, and I don't know why. When I put the phone number in, it came up.
What phone number did you put in?
785-285-2565.
Yep.
Yes, sir. So I'm not sure exactly what's going on. Let's look here. The last four. Do you have the last four digits of your card?
I don't have a card.
Oh, you don't have a
card?
Oh,
the last four digits of the card I used?
Yes, sir. Is it 4315?
Oh, for the credit card I used for the shipping?
Yes, sir.
Hang on a second. Let me look at real quick here. I got it. Back of my wallet. It was no.
Okay.
No, it was 2608.
26. Let's put that in and see if that helps us any. 2608. I'm not sure why it came up with your phone number for that. I just thought that was a big coincidence. But okay.
Yeah.
And Talley is Talley.
Yes.
And this happened this weekend.
Yeah, I believe it was Saturday, actually, it happened. Well, no, it might have been yesterday morning.
And it did go through?
Yeah, because they said that they were going to send that watch to me or whatever. All I had to do, and then And then it said that I could claim a deal on there and only pay $3 for shipping and handling. So that's what I did. Let me actually, I'm going to put you on speakerphone and see if that actually went through.
Okay, because I'm for 2608, and then I located about 20 different people, but when I put in the last name Tally, and that is T-A-L-L-E-Y.
Yes.
Okay, just making sure that I had it spelled correctly. Okay. Nothing is coming up for that with the last four of that card.
Let me see if they took that amount out.
Yes, sir.
Let's see here. Well, it says, no, I don't think so. I think they took it out.
You think they took it out? And how much did they take out?
Well, let's see what they... Let's see here. I can look at recent transactions. Let's see if I can see pending transaction, because that should be a pending one. Oh, well, there's pending right there. Amazing Cloud Cleans.
Oh, to be honest, that doesn't ring a bell, but that doesn't mean that it's not us either, because sometimes the way they code it is different.
Okay. That's what they're showing on here for $4.95 on, yep, that was yesterday.
And the last four of the card was 2608.
Yep.
And the only, no one else has permission to use your card with a different last name.
Nope.
See, I'm just not locating a Tally at all. What I would do, I'm not sure what's going on. I would contact the bank or the credit card. Was this number on the statement? Or was it on the ad?
The amazing High Cloud Cleans?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Is it the same number?
No, it's not. No, just looked. It's not the same number as yours.
Okay, give them a call and see what's going on and see if they can pull up an account. If not, definitely contact the bank or credit card and let them know you're having a hard time getting in touch with a company. No one can find your account, sir.
Well.
But try that other number and they should be able to help you.
I just wonder if, since I did it on a Sunday, some information, since this is probably somebody different, that's, I wonder if they've got to pass the information along to you because it says 72 hours.
See, yes, sir. That's a possibility because I'm a third party customer service representative. So that could be a possibility also. Since they said it could take, you said 72 hours is what they told you?
That's what it says in the fine print.
Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I would call that other number and just see. But if not, and we should have all the information by tonight, by 5 at the very latest, if that is what's going on.
Well, and that card that I used, it's only like a, I don't know, it's got a very, I use that for just minimal things. It's only got a $300 credit limit on it. And so I think it's about, I pay that every month. So I'm about to the max on it. So they're not going to get whatever
yes,
they want to get
well,
out of it.
Definitely. That's good. That's good news. But definitely try that other number and just see what is, if they can help you, sir.
Okay, I'll try that. I wrote it down there, and I'll try to call it. All right, thank you. You have a good day.
You too, sir. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.